This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As a nation, we have reached a state of cultural subversion where full-blown treason has become the norm.
People love you, and you win. Woo! And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach them.
Judicial Watch has been sounding that alarm for some time now, exposing the fact that your tax dollars are supporting your own demise. George Soros's Open Society Foundation's efforts to subvert the populism and anti-globalism sweeping the United States with Marxist division and unyielding self-loathing should ring alarm bells from sea to shining sea. Judicial Watch stated Soros, with the help of American taxpayer dollars, bolsters a radical left-wing agenda that in the United States has included promoting an open border with Mexico and fighting immigration enforcement efforts, fomenting racial disharmony by funding anti-capitalist racialist organizations, financing the Black Lives Matter movement and other organizations involved in the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, weakening the integrity of our electoral systems, promoting taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, advocating a government-run healthcare system, opposing U.S. counterterrorism efforts, promoting dubious transnational climate change agreements that threaten American sovereignty, and working to advance gun control and erode Second Amendment protections.
Soros moved last year about $18 billion of his personal wealth into Open Society Foundation. That funds their kind of their overhead and their overall operations. But Open Society Foundation and all of its affiliates and subsidiaries is very smart. They know how to pick the lock on the U.S. Treasury. And so they go to the State Department, they go to the USAID, and they apply for grants and funding for programs, activities, all their sort of pet rock stuff. And our State Department and USAID is stupid enough to actually give them grants. Sometimes they're small, sometimes it's $10,000 or $20,000. But sometimes it's hundreds of millions of dollars, and they essentially outsource our foreign policy to Soros front groups.
Now, as I said, George Soros is a billionaire. His groups don't need tax dollars to do their work advancing their left-wing agenda, don't you think? And we're also exposing that USAID and State Department are funding these far-left groups to undermine the non-progressive or non-liberal or non-socialist policies of governments abroad.
Add to Soros's blatant subversion that of the Washington Post. The Jeff Bezos-run paper has had to distance itself from the Khashoggi Qatari propaganda debacle, only to step in its own pile of disinformation yet again, as the Conservative Review reported less than 2 months after he was given prominent op-ed space in the Washington Post. A video has surfaced of Houthi rebel leader Muhammad Ali al-Houthi launching a shoulder-fired missile and then reciting the Houthi slogan, which calls for death to America. Whether it's the forced acceptance of pedophilia or the domination of our political landscape by foreign interests, the moral and rational code of the United States is taking a severe beating. We have no other choice but to prosecute and reject this invasion of intended mental illness spearheaded by enemies of our republic like George Soros, or find ourselves morphing into the madness as our nation enters the point of no return. John Baum, reporting.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. And of course, we've got so much to cover as usual. It's never a slow news day. That's to be sure. You know, everyone's talking about, we've got about five or six different battlefronts, I suppose. We as patriots, the patriots here in the United States, are under assault. We're under attack constantly. Donald Trump, of course, is the only stopgap between the globalists, the agenda of the globalists, and the American people, and we thank him for that. And as we look back over the time here that we've seen here since Donald Trump was elected into office, we're looking at day number 721 of the Donald J. Trump presidency today, date 721. 721 days in office, and I would say, based on the entirety of the accomplishments that you'll never hear about the mainstream media, he has accomplished more in those 721 days, and specifically in the first 500 days, than any other president in America. Let's never forget that. There will be detractors. There will be people who are saying, look, he's selling out. Well, that's not true. And if you believe that, you're believing a lie. This is also day number 604 for those keeping track at home of the special counsel investigation by Robert Mueller. Compliments of a recused Jeff Sessions from the Attorney General's office, as well as Rod Rosenstein and, of course, Comey. So kind of putting things in perspective. Looking back during his campaign in the first 500 days, what did he run on? Of course, ran on strong borders, strong economy. Hey, look at the economy. Look at the economic numbers. The economic growth, tremendous. Yet there is a fight taking place, obviously. And part of that fight involves the Fed, involves interest rate hikes, involves the issues that, of course, would take Donald Trump's President Trump, that is, his wins, and of course, cause certain things to go sideways because of Fed rate hikes and such. So you've got a bunch of globalists fighting against President Donald Trump. But again, look at this in the context of 721 days in office, 604 under the direct assault of the globalist Mueller regime, unfettered, just a tremendous legal attack and attacks all of the time. Now, among the battlefronts that we the people face, and among the battlefronts that President Trump is fighting on our behalf, he's the commander-in-chief, our commander-in-chief. Among things he's doing, of course, is calling out the Democratic Socialists on the border. And you've heard Owen and others talk about the border situation and Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, great friend of the show. By the way, for those who don't know me or my son, we have a show. It's called The Hagman Report. We broadcast live 7 to 10 weeknights. Our home base is HagmanReport.com. That's Hagman, two N's, HagmanReport.com. And we thank you for tuning in. And, of course, go to HagmanReport.com for all of our all of the information about us. But having said all of that, one thing that really that really caught our attention, and I want to make sure that everyone really understands this situation, because it's being misconstrued in the media, it's being misconstrued and deliberately munged by many on social networking. And that's what I heard earlier. Owen was talking about this, and it looks like President Donald Trump will have to resort to declaring a national emergency with respect to the border crisis, because we do have a crisis on the border. But let me get some facts straight about these national emergencies and about what a national emergency is, because you hear a lot about this. But how many people really understand what a national emergency is, what it does, and the history of it? And you might think, well, that's just, hey, it's boring and it really doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter, because the National Emergencies Act of 1974 is really what applies here. And that was really done. That was a law under President Ford, signed into law by President Ford under that specific Congress, to rein in the powers of the presidency. However, having done that, it also granted or further delineated or more specifically delineated the powers to our chief executive, that being, in this case, President Donald Trump. But when you look historically at this act, currently, and I don't know how many people know this, I'm not sure how many, if this was gone over, but you have right now, as I speak, 31 different ongoing national emergencies. The first and oldest emergency took place under President Carter back in 1979 during the Iran crisis, or the Iran hostage situation. And that was one of two declared by President Carter. Next, you have, of the 31, you had, or including the 31, you had President Reagan, who declared a total of 6 national emergencies during his time in office. President George H.W. Bush, Poppy Bush, declared 4. And then all of a sudden, what do we see? Bill Clinton, as a member of the Democratic Party, and of course the husband of Hillary Clinton, I almost said something different, the subservient member of the Clinton family. Under Bill Clinton, you had 17 national emergencies, 6 of which are still intact or in effect. Moving to George W. Bush, of course, 9/11 happened. George W. Bush instituted 12 national emergencies under his reign. 10 are still in effect. And Obama, second only really to Bill Clinton, he declared 13 national emergencies, 7 are still in effect. So when the lunatic liberals out there, when these sissified individuals out there talk about the National Security Act and it's not for presidents, or the president can't do this with respect to the Immigration and Naturalization Act, well, they're full of it. And I don't care if it's the leftists from CNN, the fake news members of the CNN group, or whatever mainstream media outlet you listen to, or even the political pundits, including but not limited to Napolitano on Fox News. The bottom line is he has every single right to declare a national emergency. As well he should in this case, because we are looking at, again, this is a humanitarian crisis, but the humanitarian crisis was a manufactured, or is a manufactured crisis. It's manufactured by the globalists, manufactured by the people who worship at the altar and the feet of George Soros, who worship at the altar of the Obamas and Clintons and such. So as soon as people understand that we are all being gamed, that these people have created this situation, along with the Uniparty, and when I refer to Democrats and Republicans as I do, I don't want to continue to have disclaimers that Republicans, of course, and Democrats are of the same, really the same party, in essence, with few exceptions. They're members of the Uniparty. They're all globalists for the most part. But it is because of their inaction over the years, deliberate action, that this has taken place. We have signaled to foreign countries, especially the South and Central America, as well as Mexico, hey, our doors are open. We don't want your finest, brightest, or whatever. We want the people in this country to change the moral, ethical, and theological, as well as the demographic makeup of our country. And that's the intent all along, is to take down the United States. And of course, this is one of five or six battlefields. Quickly before the break, and then after the break, I'm going to bring Joe on, because he's got some other facts and figures on this. When you look at the bigger picture here, the facts that, just a few facts that the Democratic Socialists don't want you to know about the border crisis. In fiscal year of 2018, 17,000 adults at the border with existing criminal records were arrested by CBP and border agents. Those are people, that is, with criminal records. The numbers, folks, are staggering. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. The children that are dying not as a result of our agencies, but a result of the globalist policies. You are listening to InfoWars on this day number 720, I believe it is, of the Donald J. Trump presidency. Sitting in for Alex Jones, it's Doug and Joe Hagman. HagmanReport.com, two ends on Hagman. Folks, we're up against a break. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. More to come.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letter does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Doug Hagman.
And welcome back to this segment with of the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. I want to thank each and every person out there who has supported this operation by ordering the products. Let me tell you something. Do you notice a little bit more of an edge I've got? It's because of the products from InfoWarsStore.com. I'll say this. I was a good boy. Well, at least according to my wife, and I did get a nice package of InfoWars Store products. And after taking the Super Male Vitality, among other products, folks, shop there. I can now not just see the camera. I can see through the camera. Okay? Of course, I'm kidding. I'm going to get emails. But here's the thing. They work. The products work. And by ordering from InfoWarsStore.com, you're helping fund the fight. We are at war with the globalists. We're at war with the evil in this country and across the world. We're at war. But the other side of that, in addition to being at war, we are also informing the people who otherwise would not get this information, and we need to do that, because otherwise you're still going to have the bunch of googly-eyed people out there who have no clue what's going on. And I'll tell you what, between you and I think you'd agree with me on this, we don't have enough time. We need to educate these people quickly. So help fund the operation. Help fund the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. The products are magnificent. I guarantee you, for example, the Male Vitality, it'll just knock your socks off. Support this operation. I cannot tell you how important that is. And support InfoWars.com as well. And make sure that for every single person who wants this operation shut down, wants it censored, you tell 10, 20 people about this operation. It's that important, because if we lose at this level, we're going to lose a hell of a lot more than just our way of life. We're going to lose our entire country, and we can't have that. Now, before the break, I was talking about the wall and, of course, the border security. Big news, of course. And President Donald Trump, of course, has the legal authority to declare a national emergency, and specific to the Immigration Act of 1965 in that narrow band. But I just, before I cut to Joe, I want to say one thing. What I heard on CNN, I believe it was CNN, but I know it was attributed to Jason Johnson, made me want to vomit. In fact, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth when I heard this. He stated, and I quote, "The wall is a monument to white nationalism." Now, how in the hell can, and I'm asking this, what unmitigated gall for him or others to stand on the graves of children who have died crossing the border and say that this is a monument to white nationalism? And if that's not good enough, the others who have said, and I'm referencing here in my notes, "Those who support the wall are not sophisticated, they're not that bright, and they're racist." That's how much the fake news media, and of course you know that, think of you, but even more importantly, that's how much the politicians, the uniparty in Washington, think of you, and it's sickening if you accept that. Joe is with me. We're going to be talking. We've done so much investigation on this. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you. I know I hogged the first segment, but I am absolutely, I'm done.
We have people like the new Congressman Ocasio-Cortez suggesting illegal immigrants are more American than Trump supporters. And this is the liberal insanity being showcased by this 116th Congress, which is exactly what I expected to see. This Congress is going to be a two-year reel for a Donald Trump 2020 reelection campaign. And this wall and the immigration issue is front and center in this right now. But there's a great piece from The Hill. Yes, Trump has the authority to declare a national emergency for border wall. And this article that is written by Jonathan Turley goes into a number of facts citing constitutional and other abilities that the president would be able to use under his authority to put the wall in place. Now, what's very interesting about this, these liberals who are the Schumers and the Pelosis who issued their response to Trump's address to the nation, which I want to talk about too if we have time this hour, they issued this very silly, disjointed response, and the optics were terrible. But an interesting fact, Democrats paid for a wall in Jordan. And listen to this, Chuck Schumer, he was one of the people who was sponsoring and signed this bill under Barack Obama, funded a 287-mile wall, border wall in Jordan just last year, but won't fund the border wall here in the United States because it's immoral, according to Nancy Pelosi. But 1 year ago, in the 2018 omnibus spending bill, provides just enough funds to build 33 miles of fencing on the Texas border, but it also provides $500 million to help Jordan build a wall and defense line against a jihad terrorist trying to cross its 287-mile border with Iraq and Syria. So the omnibus budget says on page 394, section 9011, up to $500 million of funds appropriated by this act for the Defense Security Cooperation Agency in operation maintenance defense-wide may use to provide assistance to the government of Jordan to support armed forces of Jordan and to enhance security along its borders. Democrats had no problem funding the wall in Jordan, and it was not an immoral wall then, and now only 10 months, and that was only 10 months ago. That's a quote from Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit. So even President Trump went over to Congress Wednesday for a chat that deteriorated into him walking out in disgust because there is no negotiating, apparently no more debates, no more dialogues. They have nothing to offer. The Democrats do have nothing to offer. They refuse to add the funding. It's not even a lot of money. We're talking $5 billion. We've given more aid to Mexico and Central America.
Okay, we're talking $5 billion. Yeah, it's not a lot of money relative to the budget. Okay, I don't
have $5 billion. $5 billion is a lot of money to me. Not to the trillion-dollar spending bills.
But you got Tweedledum and Tweedledumber attempting to refute the morality of a wall. You got Ma and Pa Kettle. I love the memes, by the way. I'm not big on that, but I do love that. And I think that they own that. But here's the other issue to that, of course, the walls elsewhere. The bigger objective, I think people are losing sight of the bigger objective here. They hate America. So we're talking about Pelosi and Schumer. They hate America. They hate Donald Trump. They want to burn this country down or will burn this country down simply because they hate Donald Trump more than they love America. And I'm sick and tired. And I hope everyone else is sick and tired. And by the way, I spoke to a member of our congressional district. They are saying if American people start calling and making their voices known, that's making a difference. So get off the couch, pick up the phone, make a call, be nice, but say we demand a wall. We demand
what do they say?
We demand to vote for it.
50 complaints that they start to address it?
That's right. It's anywhere between 50 to, it really is lower than you think, so you can make a difference. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com on this, the 10 days into January, for crying out loud. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Doug Hagman.
Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Two N's on Hagman, HagmanReport.com, sitting in this hour along with Joe Hagman, my son. Of course, you can tune in 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time every weeknight for our show. But right now, so important, so many issues facing this country today. the globalists, you know, Alex says that the globalists are on the run. And it's interesting to watch the people freaking out and say, oh, well, no, they're not on the run. Yes, we've got them on the run. It's because of InfoWars. It's because of our show. It's because of the people who are awake and who are telling other people out there that, look, this is the truth. We're all getting gamed. And it's them versus us. It really is that simple. We've got enemies within the gate. This is not hyperbole, and this is not an overstatement, but the fact is this. We are right now in a civil war, or not of our making. And I want to mention something. I I've said this so many times, and I say this with a heavy heart, but I ask, you know, what could be worse than a civil war, because that would be horrific, I suppose, from an ideological standpoint, maybe not having one. If there is a lack of any kind of congruity, or if they, see, here's the problem. We are a country not arguing about the means or methods. And think about this. The divisiveness is the objectives. It's not how to get to where we want to go, where the division exists. And please understand this. In fact, the professor, I believe, speaking at Hillsdale College said this. If we were a country who was divided over the methods of fixing our country or creating our country, if the division was how to, that's workable. But when we are pulling in opposite directions with respect to the objectives of where we want to be, is this going to be a communist, socialist utopia? Is that what this is going to be? Because it cannot exist in the constitutional republic. So you've got on one side the red element, and it's not a red wave as one would expect, but it's a red as in communist, crimson red. And the objective is to get there by any means necessary. The Clappers and the Brennans and the Comeys and the Obamas and the Rices and the Lynches, and you know, the usual suspects, and the Clintons. And on the other side, it's us. And Joe, I know that we've talked.
This border wall thing, and the more I read into this, the more I want to rip my own hair out. Watching Pelosi and Schumer, we mentioned Trump's first Oval Office address to the nation, which I gotta say I wish he would do more of. Many things President Trump does great. One of the things that bugs me most about the president is not the fact that he does use social media a lot. It's just he says a lot of things on there that he could go without saying. But I like the idea of him sitting in front of the cameras and addressing the nation face to face as he did on Tuesday. Now, Schumer and Pelosi issued a response to that speech, and it was a joke. And if you read,
it was a pathetic response.
It was. And what was Pelosi's? If you heard and listened to what they said, they laid out their own plan for border security. What did they want to do? Oh, they wanted to fix the roads and ports of entries to make it easier for illegal aliens to come in. Not addressing any kind of security in the areas where there are no fencings and are no borders. And it, I mean, it's just a joke. And I have the transcript here, which I'm not going to get into right now. But unbelievably, they, as I said, paid for the wall in Jordan. And Trump does have the ability to use his constitutional, under the Constitution, he has the power to declare a national emergency and get this done himself, even though they are not willing and will fight tooth and nail saying that it's unconstitutional. But they want, the left, they are refusing to acknowledge the severity of the problems of the southern border. One, it's a humanitarian and security crisis. And this is an article from NPR, fact-checking Trump's Oval Office pitch for a border wall. And it's a joke, obviously. There is no fact-checking here. They are trying to spin their propaganda so they can, you know, promote their open border agenda. But claim one, humanitarian and security crisis. There is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at the southern border. That's what President Trump said. Well, according to the fact checkers, that's not true, because the number of illegal aliens crossing is much lower than it was in 2016 or 2014, according to this article. But that only is until September of 2018. But we've seen a huge surge since then of 60,000 both in October and November. And yesterday we got the statistic that in December alone, Border Patrol detained 29,518 illegal aliens crossing the border. So, yes, this is a huge crisis.
I want to interrupt you here because you bring up an important point. Listen to this. Because the people that not caught at the border that got into the inside right. of this country, outside of that, 100-mile buffer zone around the coast and around the borders. Last year, okay, think about this, because people are, I mean, this, you've got to be absolutely out of your mind, people, if this is okay with you and the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the fact checkers and the garbage, in my view, in my personal opinion, now the garbage, you know, these right wing watch and the whatever else kind of PolitiFact and all these garbage places, again, in my view, that attempt to massage the facts when in fact. We are averaging 60,000 illegal and inadmissible aliens per month on our southern border alone. And that does not necessarily count. They're not all counted there. That's what we know of. And guess what? In fiscal year 2017 and 2018, ICE officers arrested approximately 250,000 illegal aliens on various criminal charges or convictions within the interior of the United States. These are people who got in, who went the 100-plus miles. They live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Omaha, Nebraska, Cincinnati, yeah. Ohio, or wherever. Think about that. And by the way, that includes over 100,000 for assault, 30,000 for rape and sex yep. crimes, and another 4,000 for homicides. So there's your fact checking.
Yeah, and you know the Democrats and the left and the media are trying to downplay the true dangers of having these open borders. One of the claims here in this NPR article is about illegal drugs, and this is what the president said: "Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border to stop criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. It's a tremendous problem." What did the NPR say? Fact check. According to the DEA, most illegal drugs imported to the U.S. from Mexico are smuggled through legal ports of entry. Only a very small fraction comes from the parts of the border that would be covered by the wall. How do they know? How do they know?
Where did they get that? Did they get that by watching the reruns of border security episodes? Remember,
it's a joke. I mean, this is, there's no way to substantiate it. They have no idea what they're talking about. And I'm sure much of the many drugs come through legal ports of entry, but equal or more come through open areas that don't have any security. Sometimes. And I know this from watching the documentaries and shows like Narcos. You know, they'll set up a shipment to be caught, you know, of, let's say, 5 pounds
exactly.
of cocaine
exactly.
while they have 1,000 pounds, you know, going in the other way. So there is no downside to having the wall. But the left wants to make this an issue about civil rights, about immorality. The wall is immoral. And that makes no sense whatsoever. What's immoral are these politicians who are selling out their country in order to gain votes and add to their Democratic base by giving illegal aliens special privileges, which hurts people who have come here legally. We've interviewed just recently Angel Mom Sabine Durden, who lost her son to an illegal immigrant in a hit-and-run drunk driving accident. The illegal immigrant was already out on bail for a previous DUI, and after he was caught, he was released on $5,000 bail, and he fled the country. And these illegal aliens seem to be getting more rights.
Yep. That's right. He lied to the courts, and there's nothing that was able to be done. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Visit InfoWars Store, of course, InfoWarsStore.com. Support this operation. Support InfoWars. We'll be right back for our last segment.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Doug Hagman.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You got to fund the operation. You got to be, I'll tell you what, some tremendous products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that. And, of course, while you're doing that, You gain the benefit of health, and you gain the benefit of being more robust and vibrant. It's just fantastic products. All the products, every product there at the InfoWarsStore.com, well worth the money. Before we get back into the issues at hand, I saw a story. This was published 2 days ago, and Owen earlier was talking, and by the way, we met Owen and Branson, had a great time with Owen Schroyer, Branson, Missouri. Yeah, fantastic asset to the to InfoWars, to the movement. But anyway, I saw the story, and I know Owen is talking about toxic masculinity, and it amazes me because look, I'm an old guy, all right. I'm an old guy. I'm you know, I've been around the block a few times. But when I was growing up, here's the deal. In my science class, we were taught there were two genders, two sexes, whatever you want to call them, male and female. Real simple. There's some scientific anomalies. I understand that. I get that. But now, with the special classes being created for the purposes of what? For division. And throw in a good measure of toxic masculinity. What are we seeing? We're seeing the lack of men. And I'm talking, and I dare say this to the women out there. Look, some of the brightest people I know, most intelligent people I know are women. And I'm the kind of guy who I believe I should open the door for a woman. I believe I should pull a chair out for a woman, take a woman's coat. Because frankly, I believe women should be on pedestals. I think that they do a lot for guys, us guys. I know my wife does, and I appreciate that. And I think women appreciate strong guys, right? Am I right? Women, ladies, am I right? I don't know. I think so. Of course, then you've got the other, I don't know what you would call them. I know what I call them. They're delusional, where they believe, of course, any kind of actions like that, that's an affront to their whatever. And to me, that's just a bunch of BS. But the fact of the matter is, there's a bunch of soy boys running around here, and for a lot of reasons. But I saw a story. Mother of armed robber shot dead by defending his children. The bottom line story is this. Folks, did you see this? All right. A young man, a 19-year-old guy, entered a Popeye's restaurant in San Antonio last month, pointed a gun at the customer's children. That customer, licensed to conceal carry, shot the gunman dead. Now, mom of the 19-year-old, the deceased 19-year-old gunman, you got the picture, right? Now the mother of the deceased 19-year-old gunman is asking why the father who fatally shot her son chose to fire more than once. Cynthia Ruiz said that her son, Anthony Herrera, I don't know how to pronounce it. I guess it's Herrera. Herrera, I guess. Pardon me. I don't mean to be offensive. It deserved to be punished. Yeah, he deserved to be punished because, after all, he's holding the gun to this gentleman's kids. While defending his family, she admits that, but she said, why shoot him four more times? So why did he shoot him five times? All right, I know the capacity in my magazine, and I guarantee you, is someone holding a gun on my kids, that magazine is going to be empty, and I'm going to be looking to reload. I think the wrong questions are being asked here. And I think that this is a perfect example. This is Exhibit A. Look, I feel bad for mom. I as a parent, I would never want to see any of my children harmed or hurt, killed, whether it's a legitimate kill situation or not. So I feel for that parent. But I think through all of his talk, as Owen has said before, the toxic masculinity and making being a man and being protective of one's family, making it almost a crime.
Yeah.
And this is what we get. So I wanted to make sure I covered that.
They're demonizing this, and we covered this on the show yesterday. The article on Fox News, toxic masculinity, is the problem for all the world's violence, and it adds to competitiveness and aggression, things that men are supposed to have, and they are demonizing this. Meanwhile, they were pushing perversion on children, telling them they're able to, be a sex other than what they were born with, and any kind of attempt to, rehabilitate that mindset is now a crime in California. But, here they're saying men who are actual men who have testosterone, that is the real problem. And this is just the liberal lunacy being showcased front and center. I want to make sure we cover this.
By the way, you lack testosterone, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah. Stock up. It's
male super male vitality.
That's right. Sorry, I had to do that.
An important story. We saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg this week. She was not on the bench for the first time in 25 years, was not in chambers to hear arguments on a number of cases. Instead, she was receiving transcripts and working from home. But an interesting article from Politico today, Trump White House urging allies to prepare for possible departure of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. After an ailing Supreme Court Justice, Ginsburg missed oral arguments, the Trump team began early groundwork for another presidential confirmation battle, or potential confirmation battle. And folks, pay attention to this, because obviously Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had a number of serious health-related issues over the past few years. She's 85 years old, I believe, and she had recently fallen and broken some ribs. She also had a cancerous growth removed from her neck twice now in the last 10 years. And when the Kavanaugh confirmation happened and I saw her there, she looked and reminded me of my grandma in the very last years of her life. I lived with my grandma, took care of her while she was sick and passed away. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg looks very similar to that, very frail, very weak, almost anemic looking. And people who've taken care of elderly relatives who have passed away know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Look, I know.
Go for it.
But sometimes you got to know when it's time to hang it up. Okay. Right. I mean, seriously.
But that's the thing. Even if she was dead. Say she was dead. What I mean, these people are not going to allow President Trump to have another pick before 2020. And how they get away with that, I don't know. But, I mean, people are speculating, oh, yeah, she's dead, and they're just high. That's a very real chance. I don't know. I mean, would that be illegal? Maybe. But they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that Trump does not get another pick before the 2020 election.
I got to tell you, I think that's going to be one of the fuse flashpoints in this powder keg that we're looking at, the election of not Merrick Garland to a Supreme Court after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, does kind of, you know, is called. So, old Ruthie there. It's rough when you mix Botox with a embalming fluid. I get that mixed up. But again, I wish her the best. But for crying out loud,
of course.
You know, I mean, enough's enough. But go on, Joe. We got about a minute.
No, that's just that's something I am keeping my eye on. As you know, as it, just on the screen, you saw her with her head down, you know, falling asleep, and she's also tried to say she was intoxicated a few times there, when she was on the bench or whatever. But she just does not look good. She does not look healthy, and I don't think she has long. But how long can the left hide it? How long can they prop her up and make it so they don't have to turn that?
Funny though, Joe, they're using her. See, see, they don't get it. They don't care about her. They're using her. It's all politics to them. They don't give a damn about her health or the humanity behind this. They're using her, and people on the left can't see it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interject.
No. We only got about 1 minute left. Still, so much going on in the world of news. I'm focused on looking to see who they plan on running in 2020 as far as a presidential contender against Trump on the Democratic side. We see a lot of polling, and people are trying to throw their hat in the ring. Iowa, who was it? Beto O'Rourke is like, you know, in Iowa getting stuff done. Bernie Sanders' approval in Senate. They're saying that Bernie Sanders, basically, he's not going to be a factor in this next election. They're running people like Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. But who will the Democrats put together to run against President Trump? That's the question that is on everybody's mind. But folks, InfoWars, Hour 4, hosted by Doug and Joe Hagman. Go to the store, bookmark the websites, support this broadcast. It's so important. This is an information war, and we're in the thick of it. And we need your support now more than ever.
God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a
protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients.